I have heard of different kinds, but I really never paid much attention.
Well, is there something like a squirrel, except does it climb trees?
Ground squirrel.
Ground squirrel. Is that the same thing as what some people might call a chipmunk, do you know?
I have no idea. I didn't think it was. I haven't seen chipmunks around here. I don't believe we have them.
Well, do you know what some of the common freshwater fish are? There?
Crappie and bream and catfish and perch and trout.
What about some, say, seafood that's available in stores?
Shrimp and lobster and crab. And ocean catfish.
What about these things, you know, you hear about being served on the half shell?
Oysters.
What about...
You can't get those in store here.
Oh, yeah?
No. You can get them in Little Rock, and some of the restaurants in Hot Springs have them flown in.
Really?
But you can't buy them in the store. Oh, well, you might get canned, but who would want them?
Yeah. What about this animal that stays around water a lot and makes a croaking noise?
Frog.
Is there anything that you call the type of frog that does stay around water? You ever heard of calling anything in particular?
Oh, I've heard bullfrogs, and of course we eat frog legs.
Right. I've noticed that on a lot of menus and restaurants.
Yeah. Have you eaten any? They're really good. It took me years to, particularly after I'd gone through anatomy lab.
Yeah.
And we'd had to do these little...
Watch them jump,
you know. There wasn't any way I was going to eat a frog leg, but
yeah.
They really are good.
Very good. Does the meat taste similar to any other...
Chicken. And well, they say it does. It's much fishier than that, but it's really good white meat.
Well, is there a different type of... frog that, you know, the type that stays around your garden or just on land primarily rather than around water like a bullfrog?
Oh, they probably are. Just little toad frogs.
Have you ever seen these tiny little frogs that don't grow much larger than that? Some people say they come out after a storm, you know?
Right, they do. They do show up.
Or it rains.
I can't remember. I don't remember any name for them.
You ever heard called tree frogs around here?
I've heard tree frogs. Yeah, there are tree frogs. They have little funny looking things on there. What I call their fingers.
Yeah.
Their toes, I guess.
When people go fishing around here, what do they use mostly for bait? Any idea?
They use minnows and worms. And of course, then they've got all kinds of fly tackle. And
yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Have you ever heard different names for those worms? Fishermen use different names.
Earthworms. That's all I'm thinking of right now.
Called wigglers or red worms or something like that.
Well, I've heard them talking about that, but I thought they were talking about an artificial bait.
What about this animal that you find it around water too and has this shell, you know?
Turtle.
What about the variety that stays on land most of the time? Dry land turtle.
Those snapping turtles? I don't know.
It's not sure. Do you ever hear people around here talk about terrapin?
Terrapin, yeah.
You know what people in my kind of part of the country call a terrapin, a land turtle? Call it a gopher.
A gopher?
Instead of, I guess you would associate that with a rodent.
Right, I would.
I have gophers in Alabama, but some, especially the old
ones. They call them a terrapin.
A terrapin gopher. Well, what about this thing? Some people use these for bait. They live in streams, got little claws on them.